Hi, my name is Aaron, calling from Opinions Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. Will you please kindness to give us your opinion?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Have you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Are you definitely going to vote? Very likely to vote? Or?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Are you definitely going to vote on the November elections?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have a representative sample of every age group, what is your age between 18 and 35, 36 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
I'm 43.
Thank you. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track? Generally speaking.
I mean, that's tough to say. I guess I would say the right direction.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you will vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trail Millage and the Power Reach. So the county of Grand Traverse imposed a new property tax of 0.65 mil or 55 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized
trails. I can't really understand. I'm sorry. When you're talking about money, I think I need to understand very clearly.
Okay, no problem. Let me repeat it. There's a proposal that's going to come. Sometimes you have a proposal and they put it on the ballot when you go to vote. And the proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage at the Ballot, and it reads, so the County of Grand Traverse imposed a new property tax of 0.65 mil, which means 65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10
years. I
would say
no.
Okay. They say no, you're against them, right?
Yes.
Is that definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. Since violent language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
Well, if they're in helping the environment, then yes. If not, then no.
Okay. Helping the environment? Not too sure about that. Okay, so it's definitely no.
I guess no.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no against the proposal?
No.
Thank you. Definitely, right?
Yes.
Thank you. As mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. I prefer this proposal.
The answer is no.
Okay, so I oppose this proposal. That's so you're saying no. Okay, no problem. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to reach the list. Protecting water quality and water supply, making housing more affordable, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, improving public education in local schools, improving
protecting
local
wildlife roads. Areas and habitat, period.
Thank you. Thank you. That's good. That way we will go a lot faster that way. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or you have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Your city or township government, favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TAR Trails. Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Grand Traverse County Government. Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
Trust.
Definitely trust or probably trust?
Probably trust.
Thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove which are the following ways to spend this money. To protect open space and residential and commercial development. You approve or disapprove?
To protect?
Yeah, open space from residential and commercial development. Yes.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks. Approve this rule.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To maintain existing trails. Approve this rule.
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote recreational opportunities, strongly approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. To promote health and wellness, approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options. Approve or disapprove?
More what?
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Approve strongly.
Thank you. To plan and construct new trails. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. To promote local economic development. Approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly?
I take that back. Disapprove.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat? Thank you. Now, if forced to choose Which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Travis County. Ensuring the current trail network in Travis County is well maintained. Which is more important to you?
The latter. You have to choose.
Okay, thank you. You are now given a few sentences about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. Please indicate if each will make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be full public disclosure of all project spending. More likely or less likely?
I'm not sure. I think I need to hear that again, maybe a little more.
Yeah,
clearly.
No problem. You're saying that now you're going to be giving a few statements about this proposal. And the first one is there will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Would that make it more likely for you to vote in favor of the proposal or less likely?
I'm more likely.
I'm sorry?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. A citizen oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commission in their decision making and ensures the funds are administered for the intended purposes. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Much more.
Thank you. Now you will be given some statements in favor of your proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Travis County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If this will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitat, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
No.
Not at all convincing or not too convincing?
Not at all convincing.
Thank you. This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Travis County will be well maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible. No, not convincing at all? Or not too convincing? At all?
At all.
Okay. Thank you. Boardman Lake Loop Trail and Park Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Travis County. This proposal will help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the county. Convincing or no?
No.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. Grand Travis County's trail network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails. Convincing or no?
No.
Not at all? Or not too
convincing? Not at all.
Thank you. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Travis County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs. Convincing or no?
Yes.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Travis County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy. Convincing or not?
No.
Not at all or not too convincing?
Not at all.
Thank you. This proposal will improve and construct new trails all across Grand Travis County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Convincing or no?
No.
Not at all or not to commit?
Not at all.
Thank you. This proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby. Convinced or no?
Yes.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors. Be physically active and have a healthier lifestyle. Convinced or not?
No.
Not at all or not too convinced?
Not at all.
Thank you. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way that we do. Convinced or no?
No.
Not at all or not too convinced?
Not at all.
Thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving the residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors. Convinced or no?
No.
Thank you. Not at all, right?
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you have just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, will you vote yes in favor of the proposal or vote no against this proposal?
I would vote no.
Thank you. And will you say that you're definitely voting no or probably voting no?
Definitely no.
Thank you. Now you'll be giving some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill. Convincing or not convincing?
Not convincing.
At all or not too convincing?
Very much not convincing.
Thank you. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Convincing or not?
Yes, very convincing, yes.
Thank you. This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Convincing or no?
Yes, very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and too much road.
Yes,
convincing
very
or no?
convincing.
Thank
yes.
you. This proposal will give millions more taxpayers' dollars to local politicians, and we can trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet
Yes,
profit.
Very convincing.
Okay. With inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Convincing or no?
Very convincing, yes.
Thank you. There are more important things to spend taxpayers' money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are
yes,
nice, we should first focus. Thank you. Okay. And one final time, taking into account everything you have just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of the proposal or no? I already know the answer. No against the proposal.
No is against the proposal.
Thank you. Definitely.
And let me ask you, like, according to my answers, does that line up?
I'm sorry?
According to your answers, that I would say no, right?
Well, I mean, you know, you have for and against it, and you seem to be more on the no part. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And what is this proposal called?
Okay, hold on 1 second. It's called, what was it? Okay, now, let me go back over here a little bit. Okay, it's called New Trails. Oh, no, that's not what it's called. Hold on. That was right in the beginning, that's why.
Okay, that's okay.
No,
Where are you from?
We're not here in Miami, in Florida. That's where the company is. But, you know, we do all 50 states. So yeah. It's not biased, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage.
Mm. Okay, very good. Yeah, I would say no.
Okay, thank you. Now I got to go back. It was all the way in the beginning. That's why I forgot what it was called. Okay. So we're almost done, by the way. I do appreciate it, taking your time and your patience. This is very important for the success of this research, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, now. Okay, no against it, and definitely. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words, okay? I have to write it down. I'm going to give you the statement. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is?
Not respecting natural areas.
Natural areas, right?
Yes, not respecting natural areas.
Thank you. Areas. Okay. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved $1 million for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and leave it in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Does that include private areas?
I think that it's just, let's see, for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges, no. I guess some local streets will be private, yeah, I guess. The local streets, you know, I mean, they will be in a residential area, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Okay. It will vote yes in favor, definitely, or probably?
Probably.
Thank you. And now I'm going to ask you just a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure that we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And which political party are you affiliated? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democratic.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Neutral.
Moderate.
Mm-hmm.
What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
What's the last grade? Did you finish, did you go to college? Did you finish high school? What's the last grade that you have completed?
Part of my master's degree.
Oh, postgraduate. Awesome. Good. And do you own or rent the home that you are currently living in?
Own.
Thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Hispanic, African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or other?
White.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. It was great. Thank you. I really appreciate it. You have a good night. Take care.
Thank you.